This goes to Dr. Eva, E-V-A Bartlett, B-A-R-T-L-E-T-T. Fax 989-291-5348. Regarding Mary McWilliams, it's M like Mary, C, capital W-I-L-L-I-A, M like Mary, S. Date of birth 1/4/1943. Dear Dr. Bartlett, this is a face-to-face follow-up visit for Mrs. McWilliams. She's here with her daughter for evaluation of stage 3A chronic kidney disease, hypertension, small left kidney, and known coronary artery disease. Her last visit was April 17th of this year. Since that time, her blood pressure has been up and down, but she's had some very bad symptomatic low blood pressure episodes where she's actually fallen when she changes position. She will generally get very dizzy. She'll have to sit back down because she's unsteady and staggering when she gets up too quickly. That has not happened since her Lasix was decreased from 40 milligram a day to 20 milligram a day, and the amlodipine was stopped also. So the dizziness and orthostatic symptoms have stopped since those two medications were changed. For pain, she uses Norco 10/325 every 8 hours as needed. Also, she's on duloxetine 60 milligram daily. The Lasix was decreased from 40 to 20 milligram daily. Gabapentin is 300 milligram at bedtime. She takes Lipitor, also trazodone, as needed for pain. Voltaren gel can be applied topically, and she uses cannabis gummy chews as needed also for pain. And low-dose aspirin is 81 milligram daily. Physical exam, her weight is 123 pounds, and that is a 10-pound increase over 6 months, and she's been trying very hard to gain some weight. Pulse was 65. Oxygen saturation is 94% on room air. Blood pressure sitting, right arm with a large adult cuff, was 164 over 70. Standing, right arm, 140 over 64. So she does have some symptomatic orthostatic hypotension. She was mildly dizzy when she stood up. Neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension. Lungs are harsh with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. The patient does smell strongly of smoke also. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, no ascites, and no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done September 13th of 2023. Creatinine is 1.07. That is stable. Her estimated GFR is 52. Electrolytes are normal. Calcium is 8.5. Corrected calcium would be 8.8. And the albumin is 3.6, phosphorus 4.3. Hemoglobin is 14.8 with a normal white count and a normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels and no progression of disease. 2, hypertension. She's hypertensive sitting but standing. She becomes orthostatic, so that's difficult to treat hypertension in that case. I would agree with continuing the Lasix 20 milligram daily. I've encouraged her to continue a low-salt diet and then to try to decrease fluid intake. She's been pushing a lot of water, so we'd like her to try to get the fluid intake down to less than 1 gallon a day, and closer to 64 ounces in 24 hours eventually, and she's slowly going to do so. Coronary artery disease that is stable currently. We'll ask her to continue to have lab studies done every 1 to 2 months, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP, jose fuente md.